知行英语 Listen and share.
The Shadow 影子。After obtaining my pistol from her, I proceeded to walk through the apartment room by room. When I reached the top floor, I must admit that my anxiety was growing, and the sweat from my palms was beginning to coat the checkering on the grips of the gun. However, upon reaching the bedrooms, I could find nothing amiss save for the factthat both bedroom doors and the bathroom door were securely closed. When I returned to my girlfriend, I inquired if she had, at any time during the day, closed the doors or ventured upstairs at all. She said she had not and, upon hearing what I had found, insisted that we stay in hotel for the night. After the end of classes,The next day, the two of us returned to our homes in Charleston, WV. During the drive back, we discussed what had happened, and she told me in no uncertain terms that she would never venture one foot inside the apartment ever again. When I returned the following week, I was then alone in the apartment, and it was not until that Wednesday afternoon that I began to notice very odd occurrences.When I would return from school.
I 从他手上拿过枪，开始在房间里一间间的看。当我上二楼时，我承认我越来越紧张。枪握把的雕花方格上全是我掌心的汗，但是等我到卧室后，我发现一切都正常，只是卧室和浴室的门都关得紧紧的。我回到女友身边后，便问她今天有没有去关门，或者是不是冒险上了楼。她说她没有，而且一听到我在楼上的发现，她就坚持今晚要去住酒店了。第二天上完课，我们两个回到了在 Charleston WV 的家。在回去的车上，我们讨论了一下发生的种种事情，他坚决地告诉我，他再也不敢踏进那个家门了。第二个星期，我又一个人回到了在小镇的家。从那个周三下午开始，每次放学回家后，我就会发现很多奇怪的现象。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Obtain, O-B-T-A-I-N,
表示获得、得到。
Obtain 和 get 同义，
但是 obtain 是个比较正式的词，强调经过计划或者努力成功的获得。比如
,In this way, we obtained all the data we needed in our work.
用这种办法，我们获得了工作需要的所有资料。
Reach 表示到达，
后面不需要带任何介词，直接加表示地点的名词。比如
,When did you reach Nanjing?
你是什么时候到达南京的？
Admit
通常指因为外界压力、良心或者判断而承认某事的存在或者真实性。还有不情愿的意思，比如
I admit that she is right,
我承认她是对的。故事里作者一开始不相信女友的话，但随着恐怖的加深，他不得不承认这房子的确有古怪。
Anxiety,
A-N-X-I-E-T-Y 是名词，表示对不确定的情况的不安及担忧。在这个情节里也可以理解成害怕、紧张。
My anxiety was growing,
字面上表示我的紧张在增长， 这里的 grow 指程度上的加深，这是很地道的表达，因此这个句子可以理解为我越来越紧张。 Palm P-A-L-M 手掌手心，这里的 coat 我们要重点理解，这里 coat 做动词，意思是涂上覆盖，比如 The bookshelves were coated with dust， 书架上积了一层灰尘。 Checker 指方格图案，这里是表示枪靶上的方格图案。 The sweat from my palms was beginning to coat the checkering， 我手心里的汗积满了枪靶上的方格图案，表示因为紧张和害怕手心出汗。 Upon doing something 相当于 as soon as， 表示依旧，例如 Upon hearing the news I changed my plans， 一听到那个消息我就改变了计划。 Amiss A-M-I-S-S 是形容词，意思是有毛病的，出差错的，比如 Is something amiss？有什么不对的吗？而 nothing amiss 表示没有什么不妥的，没什么不对劲的，这里的意思是当作者到了卧室发现一切正常，没有什么不对劲的事情。 venture V-N-T-U-R-E 冒险，进行冒险。 insist 表示坚持强调，后面经常接 that 从句，比如I insist that we write to her immediately. 我坚持认为我们该立刻给她写信。Alone 指独自一个人的，单独的，一般没有什么感情色彩。比如 He was alone in the room. 他独自一人在屋里。Odd, O-D-D, 是形容词，意思是古怪的，不寻常的。Occurrence 指事件，发生的事情。 odd occurrences 表示不正常的古怪事件。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
After obtaining my pistol from herI proceeded to walk through the apartment room by room. When I reached the top floor, I must admit that my anxiety was growing, and the sweat from my palms was beginning to coat the checkering on the grips of the gun. However, upon reaching the bedrooms, I could find nothing amiss save for the fact that both bedroom doors and the bathroom doorwere securely closed. When I returned to my girlfriend, I inquired if she had, at any time during the day, closed the doors or ventured upstairs at all. She said she had not, and, upon hearing what I had found, insisted that we stay in a hotel for the night. After the end of classes, the next day the two of us returned to our homes in Charleston.WV. During the drive back, we discussed what had happened, and she told me in no uncertain terms that she would never venture one foot inside the apartment ever again. When I returned the following week, I was then alone in the apartment, and it was not until that Wednesday afternoon that I began to notice very odd occurrences when I would return from school.
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。